Welcome to the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast, where we cut through the confusion and get down to the truth about what really works for real people when it comes to losing weight, having incredible health, and a body that you love. We believe that losing weight is really about gaining life, doing things you never thought you could, having renewed confidence, and enjoying your body more than ever. I'm your host, Corey Little. Now let's get to it. Hello, friends. Welcome back. This is episode number 292. And if you want some weight loss inspiration, you came to the right place. I am going to share all kinds of great stuff with you today. The majority of today's episode is actually an excerpt, a snippet. Did I say that word right? Excerpt? You know what I'm talking about. It's a little snippet from a recent coaching call that I did. I was coaching this amazing young lady named Giovanna, and I've asked if I could share her name. She said yes. So I was doing some coaching with Giovanna. She's incredible. She's been part of the coaching group for quite some time. She has grown by leaps and bounds, and she's lost weight. But like all of us, she's living a real life, and she's encountering different things, and her brain's throwing different stuff at her, and she's encountering different stressors. And we get into all of that. And so as we get into that audio here in just a moment, like I said, it is from a coaching call. So there may be some parts that aren't exactly like a podcast. There may be some pauses where maybe we're just looking at each other and waiting for the other person to talk, or, you know, I may be making a hand motion or something like that. And the audio quality may be just a slightly different. So please know that going into it. But I think it's going to be incredibly, incredibly helpful. If you are someone who maybe feels like you're constantly on a diet, but you never make progress, if you're like, oh my gosh, Corey, I feel like I've been on a diet nonstop for the past 4 or 5 years, but I have nothing to show for it. If you feel like that, this episode's for you. Or maybe if you're interested to know how the bully in your brain works and some of the specific tactics that that little negative voice in your head will use in order to try to discourage you and get you to quit or just make you feel defeated, this episode's for you. I'm also going to share with you within this episode, you'll see within my coaching with Giovanna, what I believe is one of the most powerful kind of behind the scenes weight loss secrets that I know. It's kind of nestled in there. And then you're also going to hear about, quite frankly, the crippling effects that shame and judgment can have when it comes to our food choices and weight loss journey overall. So this episode is going to be incredible. I hope that you will stay until the very end. And I hope you'll, as I always say, I hope you'll share it with someone and the two or three of you will discuss it. Like I said, it's a behind-the-scenes peek into a real coaching call within my Inner Circle coaching group. And once you hear it, you're either going to be like, yeah, Corey, you're okay, dude. I like the podcast, but that's good. I don't want any of that coaching nonsense, right? Or you may hear this and you may go, oh my gosh, that's what I want. That's it. I need that. That's what I want more of. And if that's you, then I'll explain at the end of this podcast how you can, or the end of this episode, excuse me, how you can maybe take the next step to join the Inner Circle coaching group. Okay? Okay. But first, I actually want to start. You may think, start? We're already a few minutes into this episode, man. Come on, get to it. I want to hear that coaching. I want to start with a few comments from podcast listeners that are just absolutely amazing and wonderful. First, this was such a delightful and just short, sweet, to the point review of this podcast. Bo407 said, I finally found what I was looking for. Life-changing if you let it. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Bo, from the bottom of my heart. I've heard from so many of you recently via Instagram messages or emails or maybe posting a review, and it just means the world to me. I just can't thank you enough for taking the time to send those messages. It truly does just encourage my soul and my spirit, and so thank you, thank you. The next thing I want to share with you was actually a message from someone. I haven't asked if I could share their name, so I'm not going to. But they sent me, they dropped a little tip in the tip jar. It meant so much. Thank you. But even as much or more than their tip meant, they shared this. They said, thank you, Corey, for allowing me to borrow your belief until I had my own. I've lost 10% of my body weight. That's fantastic. And it's all thanks to you. I'm at my goal weight and still going. Now, here's what I want to tell that person. You know who you are out there, and I'm applauding you. I salute you, but it's not all thanks to me. It's all thanks to you. You are the one that came back and kept listening to the podcast. You are the one that took action. You are the one that's doing this, so I give you all the credit. You're incredible, okay? Now, one last thing. This is from a gentleman who just recently, he was in the exact same shoes as all of you. He was a podcast listener for a long time. He had attended a few of the free coaching calls that I had that we just finished up a couple weeks ago. He had attended a few of those, and he was finally like, man, I just want to join the group. So he joined the group, but his story is a little unique. It's a little different, and he shared a little more of that once he got into the coaching group. He said, I'm 64 years old, married, 5 kids, 5 grandkids. I've lost and regained weight for 35 years trying all the usual diets. I decided 9 months ago, way before, like I said, he just joined the coaching group. So he said, I decided 9 months ago, I had to do something different, and I found the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast. I studied every episode. I drank the Corey flavored Kool-Aid. And in 8 months, I lost 17% of my body weight. I reduced my body fat down to 25%. It's now even a few points lower than that. I went from a 46 to a 34 pant size and gained significant muscle mass, which I love this. He says, which my wife really likes. Fantastic. Yes, yes. We're not only losing weight, we're helping marriages here. This is beautiful, right? He says, I slowly worked through mental issues, retrained the brain, and slowly established new habits. The bully in my brain is on a short leash. My feedings are planned and mindful and slow. I'm an NWI frequent flyer. If you don't know what NWI is, you'll hear about it on the podcast if you haven't already heard about it. I've mentioned it in multiple episodes. And he goes on with more and more stuff that he's doing. And then he says, I joined the inner circle to, number one, refine my habits. Number two, get coaching to either maybe achieve more results or establish a new goal and achieve that. Lastly, to find out what else Corey is hiding in here, and I haven't figured out already from listening to the podcast. I also wanted to see how Corey and his coaches help people so that I maybe possibly can help some friends. And I just wanted to hang out with Corey because he's cool. So that is so cool. I didn't add that part in at the end, I promise. He really wrote that. Little does he know, I'm not nearly as cool as he thinks. I'm just boring old me. But regardless, I'm so happy to have him in the podcast. And then here's I'm so happy to have him in my coaching group. Here's the last thing he said. He said, I sure wish someone had told me about this stuff 35 years ago. Listen, my friends, if you're out there and you're listening to this podcast and you're listening to maybe other weight loss podcasts, it's okay. It's wonderful. I support you in that. But if you are out there and you are under 40, especially if you're in your late 20s or early 30s, I cannot tell you how many times somebody joins the coaching group and they're like, oh my gosh, I've tortured myself for so long. I wish I had found this stuff when I was in my 20s or 30s. I wish I had begun thinking about weight loss differently when I was in my 20s or 30s. So if you are out there and you're in your 20s or you're in your 30s, please don't keep going down that standard diet mindset for the next 5 or 10 or 15 years, because it really in some ways is just kind of mental torture. That doesn't mean you have to join my group, but just at least begin to think about it differently. Listen to the episodes I put out. Find other podcast that, I don't know, I guess I'm sure there's another one out there that has a similar message, but begin to break free from that diet mentality. Begin to really almost cultivate a new approach and a new way to think about losing weight. Okay? Okay. Let's see what else. That's all. That's it. That's all I had in my notes to share with you. Now we will get into this real life coaching with me and Giovanna. She's incredible. Giovanna, thank you so much for allowing me to share this here on the podcast. Let's roll that tape now. If you're a human being who's tried to lose weight in the past and you're trying again now, this will be incredibly helpful for you, okay? And I just want to applaud Giovanna and encourage all of you. Giovanna does such a phenomenal job. She posts check-ins consistently. When she needs help or needs a little to get something out and get some feedback, she gets on a coaching call. And I know we all have different schedules and we don't all have that opportunity always, but I just don't ever want any of you to be, whatever you do, don't let the bully in your brain talk you out of it. Like, well, nobody wants to hear your stuff. Well, you don't even know what you have to say. Like Giovanna, when she started, she's been part of the group long enough. She knows. I'm always like, just bring it. Even if you don't even know exactly what your question is or what you want to share, bring it, put it out there and we'll sort it out, right? We'll get to it. So the first thing that I want to share, and I think this is so huge, and it kind of goes back to what I was talking about with Carol earlier, Carol and all of the other wonderful, amazing new members, when it comes to that module one and kind of breaking that diet mindset. So Giovanna said, she said, I've been on a diet, basically some sort of diet for like 10 plus years, correct, Giovanna?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is what I want Giovanna and all of you to understand. being on a diet, quote unquote, being on a diet, is way more about your mindset than it is the actions you're actually taking. Because here's what I know. If somebody's on a diet for 10 years, they don't have 70 pounds to lose. And Giovanni, you know I love you. You've been in this group long enough. I'm not saying that against you, right?
But you're absolutely right.
Like, no, let's be for real. So my point is, it's not that we're actually, like, a lot of you have been like, man, I feel like I've been on a diet for, like, I got a dear friend who told me one time, he's like, man, I feel like I've been constantly been on a diet for the past 25 years. Are you kidding me? So being on a diet is not nearly as much about what we're doing as much as it is what we think we should be doing. Feeling like we're on a diet is about our mindset around our food and our exercise habits or lack thereof. It's a ton of shoulds. You should be doing this. A ton of shouldn'ts. You shouldn't be eating that. A ton of shame and a ton of judgment coming from your own brain towards you. And all that does is freaking wear you out. And it makes you feel like you've been on a diet but getting no results. When in reality, you just felt like you should be doing something. And I'm not saying this is exactly the case with you, Giovanna, but I just think this is kind of a universal principle. In reality, it's that we feel like we should be on a diet and we should be doing something different. And it's lingering, just haunting us. But when we look at what we're doing, we're not really doing a diet at all. Like, well, we had two candy bars today and then I was super tired after work and it was stressful. So I swung by and grabbed a pizza on the way home or I grabbed some burgers. But man, I got to get back going. Man, I got to get on it. And so we never have rest. Yeah. We never have like a recess from this feeling of pressure of constantly thinking, I gotta lose weight. I gotta get back on it. I gotta do a diet. And that's why I want all of you to break that when you come into this program. I don't want you to feel like you're on a diet. I want you to do away with the shoulds. Because if you don't take yourself out from underneath that pressure, this process is gonna suck too. And you're gonna hate it too. And I want you to put all of that to the side and go, okay, I'm done with that. I'm done. I'm done with the pressure. I'm done with the shoulds. I'm done constantly beating myself up all the time. And if you can do that, that is one of the most incredibly beneficial things you can do. And here's the thing. The boy in your brain will tell you, if you do that, you're going to gain weight like a hippo. If you do that, you're going to balloon up and you're going to be bigger than you've ever been. Because the bully doesn't want you to escape all that pressure. That is scary. And what I'm telling you is, what I'm telling you, the truth of it is, if you get out from underneath all the shoulds and the shouldn'ts and the judgment and the shame and constantly mentally monitoring yourself for everything you're eating and saying, oh, I got to get started again. I got to get back on it. Once you get out from underneath all that, you finally have some peace and you finally have some freedom. And then here's the beautiful part. You're finally actually re-energized to go, okay, I actually feel like I can do stuff now. I actually want to do something a little different. And you begin, all of you have heard me talk about this. Well, anybody that's been in the groups heard me talk about it. You begin to make one of the most important transitions in life and in this process. You start to move from force to choice. For so long with the old diet mentality, you've been trying to force weight loss, force it, force it, force it, force it. And once you take yourself out from underneath that pressure, you can begin to choose it. And that's when you take your power back. I'm not forcing some diet. Nobody's making me do this. This is my life. How do I want to feel? What do I want to weigh? How do I want my body to look? How do I want to view my own body? How do I want the relationship with myself to be? I want to make different choices, not because I'm forced to, because I want to. Okay, so that was the first thing. If you feel like you've been on a diet for almost your whole life, it's probably the mindset you had around it all versus what you were actually doing. Okay, that's the first. Second, Giovanna said she was struggling with, wow, I've lost 15 pounds. And she even said, like, I don't even know how I lost it. I didn't feel like I made enough changes to do it. But she did. I know she did. I know because we had conversations on coaching calls and I saw her check-ins. But she's like, man, it didn't even feel that hard. I didn't feel like I did enough. And so part of her brain is going, wow, you lost 15 pounds. That's incredible. You should be pumped about that. And then there's another part of her brain that's like, you only lost 15 pounds. You should have lost 30 pounds by now. That's what you say, correct, Giovanna?
Correct.
So yeah, anytime, Giovanna, anytime your brain and all the rest of you, watch for this. I'm so happy Giovanna caught this. She's done incredible work with her mindset and in growing her awareness. Anytime your brain quickly gives you totally opposing contradictory arguments, Whoop, whoop, whoop. Red alert, red alert. It is 100% for sure from the bully. It is 100% from the bully, because the bully in your brain will basically try one thing. And if that doesn't work, it's like, I'll just try the exact opposite. Anytime it's total opposites and totally contradictory, you got to know it's coming from a very irrational place where the bully's just trying to suck you into emotion. And so, Giovanna, I applaud you. What Giovanna has caught and pointed out here in this, in these, everything she shared up until now, it takes a special skill called awareness. Now, some of you may think, well, awareness, whatever, like we know, I know, Corey, you talk about awareness on the podcast and you talk about it in this program and whatever. I have awareness. I know what's going on in my life. Wrong. Most of us have no idea what's going on in our life. We're so busy. We're dealing with 127 different things per day and we're making a million quick decisions, boom, 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 all over the place. Yeah. And we're not aware. And so we have to develop and cultivate and grow that skill. That's what I call, it's one of the things that I call strengthening our mental muscle. And Giovanna didn't have that when she first started. And she's cultivated that and grown that and through coaching calls, through checking in, through doing the exercises in the mindset modules. So I applaud you, Giovanna. Now, here's another way the bully could totally twist that. What the example Giovanna just gave. Giovanna's like, oh man, I deserve it, right? I need some comfort food. And she knows the whole deserve it mentality. We talk about that here, but still her brain goes there. It's okay. She's like, ooh, okay, you know what? It's kind of gotten to a place where like the grilled chicken and a Caesar salad's kind of comfortable to me. Like that's comforting. And then that part of her brain goes, well, but what about the pasta? Now here's what the bully would do. The bully would say in that moment, come on, it's been so stressful and you've been doing so good. You deserve that pasta.
Yes.
And then if Giovanna eats it, 3, 2, 1. Once it's in the belly, she's sitting back. The bully will go,
I can't believe you had that pasta.
Bingo. I can't believe you ate that pasta. You should be so ashamed of yourself. Like you gave in. It's like, wait, you just told me to eat the pasta. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, what is going? That's the way the bully does it. It's like two completely opposing things. It's just like, whatever, to try to throw you off. So great example there. Okay. Especially when it's those stressful periods of life, right? Where your brain is. Because essentially, for a lot of us, what's happening in those moments when we're reaching for that comfort, whether it's, you know, maybe the sugary treats, for a lot of us, it's sugary treats, right? So whether it's that, or maybe for some people, it's the salty treats, it's the chips and the pretzels and the crackers, you know, things like that. Regardless of which one it is, what often is happening is our brain, if we're in a particularly stressful situation or there's some issue, your brain is basically just going, distract me, give me something, please, 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 please. And so the sugar comes in.
To turn off my brain.
Correct. Exactly.
I don't feel anything anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've said this before, gang, in a way, it's really almost like we're self-medicating with food. And I don't say that to judge or shame anyone. Not at all. Not at all. Right. Like it's just the reality of the situation. Sugar and any processed carbohydrates. So it could be a bunch of pretzels. It could be a half a bag of potato chips with the salt and the carbohydrates. And definitely it happens with sugary treats, right? Those things cause a chemical cascade in our brain. A little short, this is so important. It's a little short-term, short-lived bump of feel-good chemicals in our brain. And it goes, ooh, up. And then we're eating it. Number one, the act of eating kind of distracts us a little bit. Number two, that short-term bump of the feel-good chemicals kind of distracts us from our life's problems or from that drama or from that situation. And so it does, Giovanna, like you said, kind of almost suck you into this, like a cycle that kind of develops into a tornado, right? It's like, okay, I avoided it. Okay, now I've come down from that avoidance of like, okay, now all my feel-good chemicals have crashed down and I'm back to baseline or even below it. Okay, now I'm faced with the reality again. Now I want to avoid that reality. And I want to avoid the reality that I just cave in and gave in to something that I didn't like. So let me just, you know what, before I even process that and think through that consciously, let me just have some more. And then it's just again and again and again. And that's just the way it kind of works. And so it's nothing to be ashamed of, guys, because if it's shrouded in shame, it's like trying to drive with mayonnaise on your windshield. Like, good luck, you know? If we get the mayonnaise, the mayo off of our windshield, you can see clearly to drive. That's what shame does. When we shroud things in shame and judgment, We can't see clearly to find our way out of this. And so I don't want any of you, if any of you are like, God, Corey, that's exactly what I do, or that's what I find myself doing at night, or that's what I find myself doing when I'm stressed. I don't want any of you to feel shame or judgment around that. I want you to wipe the mayonnaise off. I want you to clear your windshield so that you can find your way out and see your way out. But the only way you do that is clearing your windshield means removing the shame and removing the judgment. And for a lot of you, especially if this has been a part of your life for a while, there's a lot of shame and a lot of judgment. And maybe at one point in your life, it came from someone else. And if that's the case, I'm so sorry. But if I had to guess, the harshest critic is you. We are often our own harshest critic, and we are the ones that brew up the most shame and the most judgment. So we have to get rid of that. Now, that being said, Giovanna, let's take stock, okay, my dear?
Yeah.
Let's pretend that you are a professional athlete, okay?
Yes.
Great. And 6 months ago, you had a knee injury, and you had to have surgery on your knee, and they repaired your knee. And then after your surgery, you couldn't even hardly walk, right? Man, you got a lot of work to do. And then you walked and you slowly strengthened it. And then you began doing physical therapy. And then you began doing some strength training. And then you got it, you know, you were increasing your strength and getting it stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you went out to practice and play your sport a little bit. And, oh, you took a weird step or somebody bumped into you, you know, in an odd way. And, oh, you felt a little something weird in that knee. So now suddenly you're not quite where you were. Now, is it injured again? No, it's not injured. No, you don't need surgery, but it just got a little tweaked. You can still run. You can still lift weights, but you got to back off just a little bit. You're not quite as strong as you were. You took a small step back. But if we look back to where you were barely able to walk. Like you were injured. You were barely able to walk, but now you took just a small step back. Now, if we get stuck in this moment, if we get wrapped up in this moment, we go, man, I took a step back and I'm not where I was. And now I got to regain that strength and I'm moving backwards and this sucks. And no. Let's pull back and think of the grand scheme. So do you see the parallel here, Giovanna? You've come so far. That's why I wanted to compare and contrast 6 months ago or a year ago, what you would do on a daily basis and compare it to now what you did in a situation where you were really, really stressed. And now wasn't even as quote unquote bad, right? It wasn't as sugar filled as what you were doing back then on a daily basis. You've come so incredibly far. Was there a bump in the road? Yeah. Did you maybe take a tiny step backward? Sure. Yeah, maybe. Guess what? That's all part of life and it's all okay. And we're here for it all. Life's going to be a ton of two or three steps forward, it's half a step or a step back. Sometimes life's going to be two steps forward, two steps back. But overall, we want to see, are we trending in the right direction? And Giovanna, my dear, you are trending in the right direction. There's no doubt in my mind. So I just want you to see that. And then I've got one more question for you. You said you felt like you lost this 15 pounds and there was a part of you that almost got kind of scared. Is that correct?
Yes. I remember looking in the mirror one day and I was like, whoa, wow. I look different.
Isn't it
and
funny?
A weird feeling. Like this is what I want, right? I should be celebrating. I should be proud.
And people think I'm crazy when I say sometimes the very thing we want scares us to death once we actually start to get it.
Yeah.
But it's so true. So that to me is one of the There's two things I want to leave you with to kind of ponder and take with you, and we can discuss more on another call at some point. But the fear of change and getting scared when we start getting the very thing we want is very real. You experienced it, Giovanna, and if I had to guess, it's not done. Like it's gonna creep up again. Maybe it's when you see more change in the mirror. Maybe it's when you hit, you know, 25 pounds or 30 pounds gone or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's when you have to buy a different, you know, drop a significant size in some piece of clothing. I don't know, but it will come back. And I encourage you, if you can use that incredible awareness that you've developed in that moment to go, whoa, and just like calm down. Because that's what it is. There's a little bit of franticness of like, uh-oh, I'm
Yeah,
changing, I'm changing, and I don't know
that's
if I like
yeah.
this. Yeah, sphere.
Okay.
If you can use that incredible awareness to go, wait, I don't have to change. Like, I know this sounds bizarre, but just hang with me. I don't have to change my body. Nobody's making me. I don't have to do this. And I can always gain the weight back if I want to. I can always go back there. So you know what? This is just something I'm going to try. I'm going to try this out. And if I don't like it, I'll go right back to where I was. That old place that I was at is not being destroyed. It's not gone. I can always go back there. But I just want to try this out. I want to step into this other whatever, however you want to think of it. I want to step into this change. And just try it out and see how it feels. And this is my, and then bring it right back around to what I mentioned earlier. This is my choice. Again, no one's forcing me. This is my choice. And as you have that conversation with yourself, as, and for some of you may be like, what? As silly as it may sound, when you start having these kind of frantic, fearful thoughts about the changes happening with your body, it is real and it will feel scary. And if you can do those things to calm your nervous system and calm yourself down and realize it's not being forced, it's all your choice, and you can always go back. That will be so huge, and I believe so helpful during that time. All right, my friends, that is it. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for being here. I really hope that was incredibly helpful for you. Gave you a little peek into a little bit of how the coaching might work sometimes. Everyone is unique and everyone's different, and everyone has their own specific challenges and hurdles they're trying to overcome. But it gave you a little peek of what that's like inside my coaching group. Plus, I hope we just I really wanted to share this with all of you because I felt like we covered topics that could be really helpful and maybe have an impact. So I hope it was helpful. I also hope that you will share it with someone else and the two or three of you will talk about it or text each other about it and discuss what Giovanna and I talked about. Discuss the various things on this episode because I believe you get so much more out of it when you do that than if you just listen by yourself. And last but not least, do not forget. Don't you ever forget that you are so much more than a number. There's so much more to you than what the scales say. So don't let them dictate your emotions for the day or dominate your headspace. No, no, no. Because you're incredible and there's so much more to you than that. And losing weight's incredible. I love helping people do it. I love doing my best on this podcast to help all of you amazing podcast listeners. And it is my passion and goal to help each and every person inside my Inner Circle coaching group. But please understand that losing weight is really all about gaining life and living the life you truly want to live. Whether you ever reach your goal weight or not, that's what it's really all about. Gaining life, living the life you really want to live. And here's the thing, you can do it. I know you can, even if you feel like you've tried and failed a million times. Even if you feel like you've been on a diet for the past 5 or 10 years without ever making any progress. I know you can do it. So even if you don't believe in yourself, it's okay. Like the person mentioned where I read their comment at the very beginning of this episode. You can borrow my belief. You borrow my belief and we will get you there. Okay? You keep coming back. We'll keep working on you and we will get you there, my friends. All right. That's it from me. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.